When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. Is there anything wrong with selling to a range of customers at different prices? What if you've got a product and a service and you want to sell it at different prices to different people? Is there anything wrong with that? Anything unethical or immoral or illegal? And if not, how can you do it without somebody finding out and getting mad? Now, sometimes people are surprised to hear that it is possible to sell the same thing to different customers at different prices. Our initial reaction might be to think that this is unfair. Like, this is just unfair. It shouldn't be the same price for everyone. But is it really? Okay, that's what this caller is wondering about today. I'm going to give you a few different examples of how this happens all the time and what the implications are when you're learning to set a price for what you're selling. So first of all, why is it possible to do this? Why is it not, generally speaking, unethical? And what do you need to know as you make decisions about your pricing, your product and service, as you think about what am I going to sell it for and how do I make that decision? Well, let's talk about all of that in this episode. Got a shout out to our sponsor, and then we're going to dive right in with Becky's question. If you run an e-commerce business, you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. And of course, you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs. That's why I want to say a big thank you to our partner, ShipStation, and perhaps introduce you to them as well. If you're not familiar with ShipStation, they've been supporting Side Hustle School for years. They have helped so many of our listeners make things much easier, automate their shipping tasks, help them scale their business, and also, this is not a small thing, save thousands on shipping with industry-leading carrier discounts. ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code HUSTLE to sign up for your free 60-day trial. 60 days free. ShipStation.com, code HUSTLE.
Hi, this is Becky from Manchester over in the UK. I've been listening to the show for the past couple of years and the puns still get me. I'd like to know if it's ethical to sell the same thing to different people at different prices. I heard you say something about this in an interview the other day and was wondering if you could say more. First, is it ethical to sell the same thing at different prices? And second, how do you do it? Wouldn't people see what other people get paid and then get upset? Thanks, Chris.
Becky in Manchester. Hey, what's up? Thank you so much for listening over there. And this is a great question. I'm glad we have a chance to kind of dive into it here because I guess my question to you in return or to anybody out there is, when was the last time you bought a plane ticket? Now, I know that at the time I'm recording this, people are not traveling as much as perhaps they were a few months back or hopefully a few months from now. But just think about the last time you were on an airplane. If there were 150 people on that flight, you know, those people paid one of at least 15 to 20 different prices for their seat. Like what you paid is probably different from the person next to you or behind you or in front of you. And I'm not even talking about, you know, first class or I'm just talking about everybody in the same cabin. Like they're all paying different prices for their seat. And it could be even more than 15 to 20 different prices. And most people know that. Like most people know that, oh, there's an airfare sale. I should buy today because the price is going to be higher for the same flight tomorrow. And it's not just based on when you bought the ticket. It's also based on how you are traveling. If you are a connecting passenger, for example, often it's cheaper to fly farther. There's this whole practice of hidden city ticketing where you can actually save money by not taking flights, by booking a connection that's onward from your actual destination. So I won't get too sidetracked into the technical points there. The bigger point is that everyone pays different prices for the same thing. And for the most part, we understand that and accept it. Another real world example relates to scarcity. So like Kickstarter campaigns. They do this all the time. If you've ever supported a Kickstarter campaign, the early backers get to purchase the product for a lower price, typically, or the rewards are more lucrative, more valuable, you know, when the campaign first starts. And so they have these tiered rewards. And once the items in the lower tiers are gone, then everyone else pays more. A lot of events increase tickets as they sell out. Like if it's coming up to the day of the event, they've already sold 95% of the tickets, that small percentage that remains are going to cost more than when there were early bird tickets. You had early bird tickets, you had regular price, you had last minute. So all kinds of examples there. It could be even like a student discount or other need-based discount. And so we're used to this. The thing that would not be okay would be anything that is discriminatory based on a certain class or a certain group. Discrimination is unethical and often illegal. You can say, well, you can't charge more for people based on their race, based on their sexual orientation, their gender. Often elderly people are protected, you know, lots of things like that. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're just talking about a business that wants to maximize revenue, whether it is that event or that airline or whatever it is. So as a side hustler, if you're thinking about this for your small business, the main thing you want to avoid, aside from discrimination, of course, don't do that. But aside from that, you just want to avoid the perception of unfairness. You don't want people to say, oh, this is fundamentally wrong, you know, that so-and-so was able to purchase it for this price and now it's higher for me. If you think about that Kickstarter campaign, you know, if you happen to stumble upon it, you know, after the campaign's been going for a while and those lower tiers are already effectively sold out, you might say, oh, I wish I had found this earlier, but you're not necessarily thinking it's unfair, right? You're just like, oh, I should have gotten earlier, but I didn't. So this is what's available to me now. I think there you're able to see, oh, it's not arbitrary. You know, if I had purchased earlier, I would have been able to get this price. If I had signed up for the event when it was first on sale, then I could have saved money, but I didn't. So here I am. And now my choice is to register for the event at a higher price or to not register at all. So if, for example, you told people or you promised people that everybody's paying the same price and then you didn't, then that would be unfair and unethical and you would run the risk of losing trust if anyone discovered that. But aside from extreme scenarios like that, I think it's good to experiment with pricing. It's good to try some of this stuff out and see, okay, what could I do to put my product or service on sale, you know, maybe in this one particular form without necessarily announcing it to everybody. I mean, that's what Groupon and sites like that do all the time. So lots of examples and information there, but in short, there's nothing unethical about it. It's just a matter of avoiding that perception of unfairness. Thank you again, Becky, and thank you, listeners. If you've got a question, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll be featuring them throughout the year, along with updates from other listeners as they launch their projects. Be sure you subscribe. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.